Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here. And today is the day. DeGrand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale starts at 1 o'clock today. DeGrand Angus, it's the home of the four-year guarantee. Buyers aren't going to find artificial numbers here, either on the bulls or on the mother cows. They concentrate on the basics, quiet disposition, and they're stressing the maternal instincts. That's DeGrand Angus, their 50th annual sale at the Fallon County Fairgrounds in Baker, Montana. And it all gets underway starting at 1 p.m. Mountain Time today.
We've been telling you about the countdown, but now it's less than a week away. Old West Days and Nebraska Cowboy Poetry coming up this Thursday, April 25th through the 28th. That's on Sunday. It's a big switch from the previous 30 years when it was held in October, but making a new mark. It's coming up less than a week away. Old West Days and Valentine, same great event, just a different date. Go to oldwestdays.net for details. There is still time to make the event.
Not all farmers and ranchers are cut out from the same cloth. Some are just dabbling. Others are born into it. The ones who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. They'll go to tsln.com. Now, it's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their weekly Bible. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
Tony Bullitt sent this, Mike, and it's called All I Need to Know About Life I Learned From Shopping. I thought that was an interesting take on it. Get it now. Tomorrow it might be gone. Good advice. If it's on sale, you need it. Never ask your mother her opinion. You can always take it back. You'll grow into it. By the time you need it, you'll lose 10 pounds. These are things that all I need to know about life I learned from shopping. Never believe anyone who says it's really you. And if they're working on commission, they're lying. Know when to yell, charge. So many malls, there is so little time. If you put it on your credit card, it's not really spending money. More about shopping, always try to spend someone else's money first. There's no such thing as compulsive shopping, just enthusiastic shopping. Another one, shopping is patriotic. It's good for the economy. If you've still got checks, there is still money in the bank. And you can always get more credit. And of course, the favorite, if you want it, you deserve it. All I need to know about life I learned from shopping.
Well, summer is going to be here before you know it. And a lot of different states have different bike rides across their state. Probably not Montana, because you can't do that. But I know Nebraska does. So this is one about a bike ride. Just another lesson in life. Never judge a book by its cover, even though we still want to. The guys were on a bike tour. No one wanted to room with Mick because he snored so badly. They decided it wasn't fair to make one of them stay with him the whole time, so they voted to take turns. The first guy slept with Mick in his room and comes to breakfast the next morning, and he's just a mess. His eyes are all bloodshot. They said, "Man, what happened to you?" He said, "Mick snored so loudly, I just sat up and watched him all night." The next night, it was a different guy's turn. In the morning, same thing. Hair all standing up, eyes all bloodshot and bugging out. They said, "What happened to you? You look awful." He said, "Man, that Mick shakes the roof with his snoring. I watched him all night long." The third night was Bill's turn. And he was a tanned older biker, kind of been around a little bit, kind of a man's man. The next morning, he came to breakfast, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. "Good morning," he said. They couldn't believe it. "Man, what happened?" He said, "Well, we got ready for bed. I went and tucked Mick into bed, patted him on the behind, and kissed him goodnight right on the lips. Mick sat up and watched me all night long." With age comes wisdom.
Okay, love the answer on this one. Teacher of the Earth Science class was lecturing on map reading. After explaining about latitude, longitude, degrees, and minutes, the teacher asked, "Suppose I asked you to meet me for lunch at 23 degrees, 4 minutes north latitude, and 45 degrees, 15 minutes east longitude." After a confused silence, a voice volunteered, "I guess you'd be eating alone."
They hadn't quite mastered that yet.
Nope, not yet.
A couple of more words of wisdom here that were sent in by Mike McFarland. Never underestimate the power of very stupid people in large groups.
Oh no.
We waste time so you don't have to.
Oh, there. I like that one. Very good.
If you have something to share, you know how to do it. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and then keep listening for the good stuff.